This is Akashwani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for various projects worth over 2,580 crore rupees in Daman and Diu and Dadra and Nagar Haveli yesterday. The projects include health and wellness centres, schools, rural and highway road projects and other infrastructure works. The Prime Minister inaugurated the first phase of 450-bed Namo Hospital and Research Centre in Silvassa. Addressing a gathering at Silvassa, the Prime Minister said, "The Union Territory of Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu is country's heritage," and highlighted the efforts of his government to transform it into a model state with inclusive development. The Prime Minister said the development of rail and road networks has given a major boost to tourism. Highlighting various ongoing tourism projects in the region, he said, the Union Territory has become one of the popular tourist attractions in the country. The Prime Minister said vision of a developed India can only be achieved by the creation of a healthy India. He said the government is very sensitive to the needs of the common man. Prime Minister also launched the Surat District Food Security Saturation Campaign at Surat, Gujarat. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi emphasized the government's commitment to provide adequate nutrition to every family in the country, aiming to make the country anemia and malnutrition free. Reiterating the commitment towards the welfare of the poor, he highlighted various initiatives undertaken by the government, including PM Garib Kalyan Anna Yojana, the government insurance scheme and the One Nation, One Ration Card, which have greatly benefited the underprivileged. Akashwani News is celebrating International Women's Day today in a unique way, with all English and Hindi news bulletin being presented by women's news readers for 24 hours. This special gesture has started at midnight tonight. All 45 main and hourly bulletins, as well as the news magazine programs in English and Hindi, are being presented by women news readers. The entire functioning of English and Hindi newsrooms during the daytime will also be handled by all women staff of the News Services Division of Akashwani. A special panel discussion program will also be broadcast from 9:15 p.m. to 10 p.m. today on International Women's Day by Akashwani News. Foreign Secretary Vikram Mishra held bilateral Foreign Office consultations with Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Andrei Rudenko yesterday. During the consultations, the two sides reviewed the entire gamut of bilateral ties and also shared perspectives on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Both sides took stock of progress on implementation of decisions taken at the 22nd Annual Summit held in Moscow in July last year. During the visit, Foreign Secretary also held meetings with Deputy Chief of Staff of the Russian Presidential Executive Office, Maxim Oreshkin, aide to the Russian President, Yuri Ushakov, and Deputy Minister of Industry and Trade, Alexei Grozdev. The last round of Foreign Office consultations was held in New Delhi in November 2023. India and USA are in the process of advancing discussions on a multi-sector bilateral trade agreement. Briefing the media in New Delhi yesterday, MEA spokesperson Randeep Jaiswal said during Prime Minister Modi's recent visit to the US last month, both sides announced plans to negotiate a mutually beneficial multi-sector bilateral trade agreement. He said Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal was in the US and met with his counterparts. On the security breach during External Affairs Minister's visit to the UK, Mr. Jaiswal said, India has conveyed its deep concern to the UK authorities. Railways Ministry said there has been over a five-fold increase in women loco pilots in railways. Railways had been a male-dominated sector due to its difficult operational challenges. However, women are breaking the glass ceiling in this sector too. Women have also entered the domains like local toilet, station master, trackmen, signal maintenance, guard and gangmen. The present strength of women employees in railways is over 1 lakh, which is about 8.2% of the total strength of railways. In the 6th Asian Women's Kabaddi Championship, India have defeated Nepal to reach the final of the tournament in Tehran. The Indian women's team beat Nepal 56-18 in the first semi-final of the tournament yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.